Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. Have you ever seen a kid fight a parent on trying something out at dinner? Maybe it was one of your kids. Maybe it was a kid at a restaurant. But kid starts throwing a fit. I know I'm not going to like it. And the parent's going, have you even tried it? No, you haven't even tried it. Come on, just try one bite. No, I don't want to. Well, what does this have to do with finding your purpose in life? I had a client just a couple of days ago, brand new client. And that's the reason why she's in working with me, is she's moving into a new area of her life, a new time. The kids are getting older and she's trying to decide, okay, what's my purpose? And she's not getting any answers. Well, here's a bonus for you. If you keep asking the same question over and over again and you're not getting an answer that can be utilized, either the question is out of order, which means there needs to be something that's asked before that, or the question is dysfunctional. Well, when people say, what's my purpose? It's out of order. There are two other questions that need to be put into place first, and that is mission and vision, then purpose and path. So it goes mission, vision, purpose, and path. So we actually need to start with your mission. And your mission is based on your strengths, talents, abilities, and gifts. Your missions are about me is a great way to think of it. Your mission is, what do you possess? Now, I'm going to go over the strengths, talents, abilities, and gifts, and what they mean for you and being able to move forward. But you might want to hop over to my YouTube channel because I've decided to post different content on both platforms. The podcast and YouTube will have completely different things. And I just posted something over there as far as dysfunctional patients, because a lot of times when people are trying to figure out their purpose, they fall into the realm of dysfunctional patients instead of progress. So that's going to benefit you. Okay, strengths, talents, abilities, and gifts. Strengths are what you've been through because of the BS in your life. And then you have talents. These are the things that you feel that you were born with. You have abilities. These are experiences that you've been through that have brought something out in you. Maybe it was a hobby that you decided to pursue and you learned something about yourself. And then gifts. These are things that you feel your higher power, that God has given you to assist you in life. You want to write down one to three of these. Now, this is the same thing that my client is doing. And you want to look at, okay, strengths, talents, abilities, and gifts. After you do that, you want to write down, what is an experience that I've gone through in the last 3 months that actually brought this out even more in me, that allowed me to use it in a way where I benefited from it. Maybe people around me benefited from it. Remember, the mission is all about you, your attributes,
your personality, discovering the things that bring you progress, as well as the things that are lying dormant. And then I'm not going to give you the entire exercise because we want to work together and to be able to do that. But one to three in these areas, then in the last 3 months, how have you used it in a way that is beneficial? And now we need to move into the vision. This new chapter, you're moving into your life where you want to experience more of your purpose. Maybe you feel like your purpose has changed. Maybe you never found your purpose to start with. Well, we have to look at the vision. And so this new chapter you're moving into in your life, what is your vision on how you'd like to be able to utilize those strengths, talents, and abilities, those gifts that you've been given? And maybe the vision is kind of vague. Maybe it's nothing real concrete where you're going, oh, this is leading to my purpose. No, not yet. Because you have to stir up what's within you before it can be utilized for a purpose. Now, we're actually told that we have strengths, talents, abilities, and gifts that God has given us for the world to be a better place. But it is actually up to us to utilize them, to stir them up. And you know what's going to keep you from doing that? Fear. Fear will actually shut you down. Fear will isolate you. Fear will hold you back. And the only way to get past fear is not by focusing on your weaknesses and trying to correct them. At best, if you do that, at best, you will have a very mediocre life that you are constantly looking at trying to fix. Progress does not come from looking at your weaknesses and trying to repair them. Actually, what we do is we put boundaries around your weaknesses, and we have rules that restrict their access to areas of your life. No, what you're looking for, that magnificence and that brilliance, is going to come about by what's brilliant, what is vibrant about you. So as you put together a vision, that's probably going to be pretty vague for this next chapter of your life, then you want to get subconscious agreement that you are going to find every person, place, and thing, every circumstance, condition, and experience to bring out even more of your mission. Because as you do that, then the vision gets clearer. Have you ever taken the label off of something and you had some residue that remained, that sticky stuff that needed to be taken off? Well, you've been given labels of what you can and cannot do, not based on your magnificence, but based on who someone else needed you to be for their life to be okay. Yeah. And so we need to start removing some of those labels, because if you think about being bound up in tape, it's wrapped all around you. Well, it can be really hard to experience the freedom that's going to lead to fulfillment. So we have to begin to remove that tape, but there's still going to be some residue there. There's still going to be some fear. This is the reason why you want to go back to podcast number 376 on fear and begin to look at loss aversion, risk aversion, and how it sets you up for dysfunctional fear. Because that residue is still going to be there. This is also the reason why you need to co-regulate with someone who's been through this. And they can say, okay, yeah, here's the process in the system to take you even higher. So you want to know your purpose and you want to be walking that path, then look at the mission of discovering even more of your magnificence and brilliance, your vibrancy, and start getting a vision. But that remains, that means that that residue that has remained is going to have to be addressed. And I'm more than happy to gift you with a complimentary coaching call to where we can talk about things that you can do, because this is going to be unique to each person. We can talk about things that you can do to begin to clean up that residue that is causing things to stick to you in a way that can continue to create self-sabotage. So before you get to your purpose and start walking out on your path, you now have your mission and your vision. Write it down. Start making it plain, because if it's not plain enough to be able to see it on paper, it is not going to be then plain enough to move into progress within your powerful mind. Until we get together again. You know, the world's a pretty dark place, in case you haven't noticed it. It needs your light and your brilliance and your vibrancy even more than ever before. So it's time for you to turn that light on even brighter. And when you do, not only will your life be better because of it, the world will be a better place. What I'm getting ready to share is not for everybody. But if you are the type of person that has been through some stuff in your life, and you want to assist others to where they don't either have to go through it, or when they are in it, you want to help them get through to the other side to upgrade as quick as possible. Well, maybe you should marry your passion of helping others with the profit of your own holistic business by becoming a certified hypnotist. Because as a CH, you now have a process and a system that you will be taught that will allow you to showcase your brilliance, as well as the BBS that you've been through, bad belief systems. It allows you to showcase that in a way that assists others. And here's the great thing. Every time you give someone a suggestion for them to be their best, it can actually boomerang back to you to where it also helps you. That means the more people that you assist living a high quality life, then it also works for you automatically. Okay, if this sounds like something that you might want to investigate, then go to dawnlandrum.com and click on Become a Certified Hypnotist and see exactly what the program offers you. Besides just the fact that it's virtual, you can attend from anywhere, and you can get your certification by 2 evenings a week for just 12 weeks. Okay. If you have any questions, you can reach out to me, 636-699-7791. Or there is a button that will pop up on the CH page that says, am I the right instructor for you? And you can click on it and set a time for us to chat. And if I'm not a fit for you, I'll be able to guide you in who you should be looking for. It is time to give your pain a fuller purpose for progress that goes beyond just you. Let's support those that are looking for you, that have a story similar to yours, and you can help them add on an additional chapter that's going to be about the success in their life, and it was because you were there to support them.